So.
Okay, all right. Now, let me start this off with, we're going to be talking about second sight. And when a person claims they've got that ability to see into the future, then they're said to have had second sight. Now, personally, I view such claims with a high degree of skepticism. However, I do know of one case of second sight that I do believe in, and it has to do with my grandmother. And my mother is the source of this story. Here's how it goes. We're talking about a small town in upstate New York, Seneca Falls, New York, and the year is probably about 1910. So what happened was my mother and her mother took the trolley up to the next town down the road 3 miles away, which is Waterloo, New York, to visit some friends, relatives actually. Then on the way home, Grandma started to tell my mother about a dream she had the night before. It was about her cousin Rose, who had died. She said, hey, it was such a vivid dream. I know that it was true. But she said, I am puzzled because I know that Rose lived in Elmira, but she died in Buffalo. I don't know how she knew that, but she died in Buffalo, she said. So anyways, they get to Seneca Falls, and they disembark from the trolley, and normally they'd walk home together. But Grandma said to my mother, I have to go, I can't remember her name, but I have to go to the dressmaker and have a morning dress made. So that shows you she was convinced the dream was real. So Mom had to walk home alone. And before she got there, she decided she'd visit her Aunt Anna, which was my grandmother's sister. So she went in and she told, the first thing she did was tell her about this dream. Well, my Aunt Anna, she didn't think much of that story. She just thought that that's just something she dreamed, but it didn't mean anything. But just then, my mother looks up the street, and here comes a Western Union boy on a bike. Now, that's how they delivered telegrams in those days. My mother says to my aunt, to her aunt, hey, I bet he's coming here to tell us that Rose died. And Aunt Anna looked at her and said, you're getting more like your mother every day. But guess what? The bike stopped in front of their house. The little kid guy comes in, and he gives Aunt Annie a telegram, and it said, Rose died in Buffalo visiting her sister Josie. So that's why she died in Buffalo. So Grandma, of course, came home with her mourning suit and was going to go to the wake and the funeral, but she got sick. I don't know what she got, flu or something. And she couldn't go, so Aunt Anna said, well, I'll go for you. But before she went, my grandmother said to me, let me tell you, I saw Rose in the casket, and I'll tell you what clothes she was wearing. So she went in great description of it. And when Aunt Anna came back, she says, you were exactly right. So I have to say, in that case, that's one I believe.